Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Back to the drawing board.
Hello, welcome back to the drawing board for round 8, going into round 8. Very excited to go through this one. Haven't looked at the sides yet. I know that it was a pretty rough end to the Supercoach campaign this weekend. Obviously, for fantasy, I don't think we went too well either, but excited to see what we need to change, what we need to do. Obviously, it is going to be a bit of work, but hopefully we can get these sides on a roll over the next few weeks. So, finishing off the week for NRL Fantasy as I get into it now, we've got 664 as our final score. Again, not too good. Obviously, had a little bit of a decline after last week. The Terrell May trade didn't really work too much. I think we might need to go big here and go and grab our friend Patrick Carrigan. Now, look, we did say that Terrell May was going to be, I guess, a bit of an experiment last week, but obviously didn't work. Let's see if we can afford Patrick Carrigan. I mean, we can. We just need to trade someone else out. So he's 850K. What's he averaging at the moment, Paddy Carrigan? Just quietly, let's have a little bit of a look. So get him out. And just have a look at his profile. So he's averaging 61 points. It's probably what we want, to be honest. We're going to need a big Paddy Carrigan in here. We also might trade out now. Max King has the bye. Sam Hughes has the bye this week. This is going to be a tough week for us. Tommy Flegler looks like he's still injured for the Dolphins. Don't know when he's coming back, but it's an AC joint, so it might be a few weeks. Our starting front rowers at the moment are Jamin Salmon, Morgan Smithies, and obviously Terrell May, who we've traded out then. We might have to trade one of our starters here. It looks like we'll have to trade Tommy Flegler this week, and I don't think the average is too good for him anyway. It's a 48 average. We might be able to get someone better. If we put him into the trading block, how much money do we have? 504. Who can we get for 504? This is going to be interesting. We can get Matty Lodge, who obviously got 44 in his first game. He has a 44 average, therefore. Xavier Willison has a 40-point average off the bench. He got 38 on the weekend. Raymond Faltalamarina has a 38-point average. He got 52 on the weekend. How much was that differential? Obviously got 104, I think, taken off. 110, sorry, taken off as the difference to get Paddy Carrigan in. Let's just have a look at our team at the moment. Who had a Barry Crocker? And look, we're going to have to trade a forward anyway because Sam Hughes, Max King, Tom Flegler, they're all out. We are an absolute Barney here. This is dire straits. This is dire straits. You know what? We're going to change that. We're going to go for Max King. We're going to trade out Max King. So we're going to bring in Paddy Carrigan, which is what we said before, obviously into the side, and then we need another middle. So let's go. How much money do we have left? 562. We're going to go filters. We're going to go players we can afford. We're going to go, when that loads, to middles as well. Middles, let's load it up. So it's pretty similar. Matt Lodge, Kurt Mann's obviously out this week. Tommy Hazleton has a 42-point average. He got 48 on the weekend. It's not too bad. He has been starting as well. They've had their bye a few weeks ago, I think, the Sharkies. Oh, God. Oh, Kalen Ponga. I nearly forgot about that. Kalen Ponga's out as well. Oh, my God. We do have an extra trade this week. It's going to have to be Kalen Ponga, to be honest. This is going to hurt us so bad. We've got 27 trades left. It'd be 24 by the time this is done. Fuck, this is going to be a tough week for us. It's going to have to be Tommy Hazleton in this week. That may, we have 23K left to spend, confirmed trade, and then it's going to have to be KP straight out. KP out, players we can afford. We want winger fullbacks, obviously. Who can we get here? 780K. Dylan Edwards has a 55.7 average. Chance Eagle clock start 55.7 as well, but he got 33 on the weekend. Dylan Edwards is injured apparently. What? Dylan Edwards isn't injured. He just came off early, didn't he? Oh, God. That's going to be fucked if we have to do that. 54 average for Manu. Drinkwater's got a 52 average. Mulatalo's got a 51 average. He got 52 on the weekend. Lomax has a 51 average. He got 51 on the weekend. What's Lomax's track record like? Let's have a look here. Fixtures. He got 49, 37, 59, 34, 70, 58, 51. It looks like it's staying around the 50s. Who have the Dragons got this week? They have the Roosters. Then they have the Sharks. It's going to be some tough games for the Dragons too. Then they got the Rabbitohs. Then they've got the Dragons. Then they've got a bye. So they've got a bye in the next few weeks. Is it worth bringing in Lomax? Who have we got in terms of the outside backs on the bench? Kalero, really. But Kalero has been going all right too. It's a tough one. Do we bring in Lomax or do we bring in Tom Trbojevic? He's got a 49 average though, whereas Dylan Edwards, he's got a 55.7 average. I'm just going to do a little bit of research and just double check that Dylan Edwards isn't injured. I'm pretty sure he's sweet. I didn't think that there was an injury for him. It does say he's injured on here, but I'm pretty sure he's sweet. I think he just came off late, obviously, for a bit of a rest after a big performance. But let's just do a little bit of digging. So it says here on Fox League, Dylan Edwards went off late with a suspected leg injury, but Cleary said it was just a precaution and the fullback felt fine. If he's out of action, it will be a huge blow defending premiers, blah, blah, blah. So there is a little bit of concern around Edwards with his knee. Oh, this is so much fun. So much fun. What do we do here? Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. Do we go with Chance? Do we go with Scotty Drinkwater? Do we go with Tommy Turbo? So interesting. I'm going to go and trade in Lomax. Oh, it's tough. Do we go Lomax or Chance? What's Chance's record been like? He's had some pretty big games, but to get 33 after a massive game from him still is rough. So he didn't play round 1, 2, 3, 4 with injury. Round 5, 65. Round 6, 69. Round 7, 33 against the Dragons. Okay. But he still had a big game, though, against the Dragons, which is just weird. 649K. Do we really want to do that with 649K? It means we have a bit of cash left over, too. Do we get Chance in this week? Or do we go for Lomax? Lomax, Chance. It's a tough one. I'm going to go for Lomax. And then if I change my mind throughout the week, I'll let you guys know. But we have to do this. We have to do it. All right. And then we're going to have to change up how this side looks as well. So obviously, Tommy Hazelton comes into the starting front row for Jamin Salmon. Boom. Let's make that change. So the starting front row is Tommy Hazelton, Paddy Carrigan, and Morgan Smithies, which is not too bad. Smithies having a pretty poor score as well. 33 for him, 24 for Brandon Smith. Oh, this is gross. Okay. And then our bench at the moment is Kyle Flanagan, Kalero, Tolu Kula, and Sam Hughes. Carl Lawton got 15 on the weekend. The rest of our thing is injured. You know, we're gonna have to bring in Carl Lawton. So the bench is Kyle Flanagan, Kalero, Tolu Taukula, and Carl Lawton, which is not the best. God, it's gonna be struggle street for us. We're really gonna have to work hard with these trades. It's only round eight. We've used fucking heaps of our trades. We've only got 24 trades left. This is struggle street. Let's just see how we go. Obviously, our full side, it will be on the post that's going to come out today as well. In terms of our captain this week, I am going to go on a limb here and pick Patrick Carrigan. Vice captain, I'm going to have Isaiah Katoa as my vice. All right, that's not too bad. We've made a few changes, but we're going to try and hold once Flegler, Salmon, Hughes, Cleary all come back, we're going to be okay. I think Cleary could come back this week. If he does, he's probably going to come onto the bench. I don't know if I'd start him straight away. But yeah, God, this is going to be really interesting. Really, really interesting to see how this fantasy side goes. Let's move on to Supercoach though. All right, so let's have a look at our Supercoach score for this week. This week we got 980. Oh, gross. Under 1,000. Gross. Oh, and the Bulldogs have heaps of buys too. Oh, this is going to be hectic. This is going to be so full on. Shit. All right, let's work this out. Let's work this out. So, Callum Ponga, we're going to have to trade him this week. That is a given. We're going to have to trade him. He's probably going to get traded for Reece Walsh, most likely. Let's just see how Reece Walsh went. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of people, I imagine, doing the same sort of thing. Pong is definitely coming out for me, though. I'm just having a little read through some of the chats here on Supercoach, just seeing what other people are doing. It could be a week to bring in Hines. Hughes went well, 73, the score. Dylan Brown, 60, in a pretty poor game for the Eels. Hutcho obviously has the bye this week. Flanagan's price is going down. That's really, really scary. We're going to have to trade someone to bring in for, Curran, who obviously needs to go onto the reserves. We might trade Ben Trbojevic this week. So the trading block is going to be Kalen Ponga and Ben Trbojevic at the moment. We might use a boost, but we'll have to wait and see. Okay, so first off, the priority is fullbacks. So Reece Walsh. Where's Reece Walsh? Walsh. Paddy Carrigan in there. We want Reece Walsh. Reece Lightning Walsh. Where are you? There you are. 610K. Walsh is in. We have 792K left to spend. Do we go for a cheapie? Do we go for a cheapie in the back row? That gets good points. So we obviously want a second row forward here. Someone that's a little bit cheaper. Let's go price range between 350, 360, sure. And then maybe 660. So, let's go down a bit more. Let's go 600. No, 550. Yep. So let's go. Morgan Smithies potentially is an in, has a 52-point average, got 45 on the weekend. Jake Trbojevic, he has a 52.9 average as well. He got 55 on the weekend. Tommy Eisenhuth has a 54-point average. He got 56 on the weekend. Jordan Rickey got 80 on the weekend. He's got a 52 average. That's going to be interesting. Sean Lane, his point average could be going up. He's got a 50 average at the moment, got 64 on the weekend. Had a big week, and he's had some two pretty decent performances as well. Sean Lane, he might be an in this week. It's going to be really interesting. Who are we going to go for here? I am going to go. We could go Sean Blore. He's got a 64-point average at the moment. I don't mind Sean Blore. I also don't mind Maxi Plath. He's been going quite well for the Dolphins. He got 94 on the weekend, obviously scoring two tries, but he's got a 55 average. Zach Hosking's obviously out for pretty much the year, I'm hearing, with that shoulder injury. I might go Sean Blore this week and bring him in. I'm going to go Sean Blore. So Sean Blore and Reece Walsh in, Callum Ponga, Ben Trbojevic out. We've got 247K left to spend. Complete trades. Confirm. Now, I'm thinking that that Nathan Cleary will return this week. Now, Cleary is 883K. So the only way we're getting him back into the team is if we trade Jerome Hughes. I don't want to do that, though, because Hughesy's been good for me. This is going to be tough. We've got 247, I think, K left to spend. Hutcho's obviously 395. So let's just see if we go and get our boost, activate a boost, and we go and trade Hutcho. How much money do we have? 647. So we might have to wait until next week to bring in Nathan Cleary. And I think that's a good thing too, to be honest, because I don't think he's going to be coming in for a little bit. Who can we get in, though, for our 647K? So in terms of averages, and then let's obviously filter to players that we can afford. Where do we do that? So we got 647K, so let's go 640. We can get, at the moment, in terms of averages, Brad Schneider has a 61-point average. He's obviously going to be out. Jamal Fogarty's out pretty much for the year. Jock Madden is going to be 56.7 average for Jock Madden there as a temporary one. Obviously, Jackson Hastings, Adam Reynolds, we can get in, but he's not back yet. Isaac Atoa has a 55 average. He's got 79 last week. He looks to be going well with the Dolphins at the moment. Luke Brooks has a 52 average. And then Luke Keary, 49. And then it goes down from there. I want to trade Drudgerson this week. And obviously, he's got the bye, so he's not playing. We might have to wait until next week, though, to do that. Because we might need to trade out Scott Drinkwater in order to have enough to get Nathan Cleary back in. And that means getting a cheaper fullback as well. So we might have to wait to do that one. We might go ahead, though. Can we reverse that? I think, yeah. Let's not use our boost this week. Let's not use our boost. Let's save the boost for a bit later. Let's just work with what we've got here. Obviously, Carl Lawton is in my starting side now, which I'm not happy about at all. I'm staying patient with Terrell May. This week, I'm going to go ahead and captain Reece Walsh. Vice captain is Jerome Hughes. I could go either way there, but I am going to go ahead and captain Reece Walsh. Who are the Broncos got this coming week? The Broncos have the Tigers, so it should be a big game from Walshy. I want to have him as my captain this week. Vice captain Jerome Hughes. Our goals going into the next few weeks for Supercoach is obviously to bring Nathan Cleary back in for Hutchison. And I think Scott Drinkwater then has to go. So obviously working out how that's going to work. Other than that, I'm pretty happy with my side going into this week. I think it's going to go well. Obviously Drinkwater, Kaliro, Kyle Flanagan at the moment, and Joey Lussick are our reserves. So don't mind that at all. Joey Lussick might get traded over the next few weeks as well. We have 36 trades left, so just sort of working out how to use them sparingly, saving those boosts as well. Look, hopefully Reece Walsh goes well. I'm excited to see how he goes in the first game in this side. Then obviously our other trade here too, Sean Bloor, if he has an immediate impact, that's 64 average, hopefully gets a good score for us on the weekend. Adam Fanua-Blake went very well. He's got a 70 average at the moment. He got 73 on the weekend, so he's been a bit of a breadwinner for us. Our goal this week is just going to be simple. It's just going to be to get over 1,000. Let's see if we can do that for Supercoach, because 980 is just not good enough.